This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. What a joke. If it weren't so tragic, this last impeachment attempt by Democrats would no doubt be a serious laughing matter. Let me see if I can make sense of all this. So for the last year or two, cities burned and riots persisted night after night after night. Most, if not all, of the cities were governed by Democratic mayors and had Democratic representatives. So while this chaos brewed, vandalism ran amok. We saw windows broken, entire stores looted, police cars set on fire, and yes, even deaths. What did these cities' Democratic leaders do? Well, nothing. Just like in our very own Portland. Yep, night after night we watched the mayhem unfold, and yet for some reason, these leaders thought that was just fine. People exercising their constitutional rights, you see. Arrests? Hardly. Seemed like every day these leaders came up with another reason why all this destruction was okay. But when it happened to the Capitol, where these same Democrats had their offices, well, that's a whole different story. It was fine by them when independent businesses were totally destroyed. It was fine by them when independent property owners had their stores and buildings burnt to the ground by the radical crowd. Yes, that was all well and good, until it hit close to home for them with the riot in the Capitol. Well, by golly, someone had to pay for this heinous crime at the Capitol. And yes, our elected representatives decided it was President Trump who must pay. So in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, in the middle of an economy that was going in the tank, they decided to waste their time and our money trying once again to impeach Donald Trump, even though he was no longer in office and was a private citizen. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. If convicted, he would have been removed from office. Well, newsflash, he was already gone, so what difference would it possibly make? The answer is none. These Democrats are now the ones running the country. Pelosi, Schumer, and of course Uncle Joe are now in charge of leading our country. For those of you who voted to put Democrats in control, don't ever cry to me about things not going well. You, frankly, are going to get what you deserve, and believe me, it's not going to be much. I just about fell out of my chair laughing when Trump's defense attorney took the podium and simply played clips of all the Democratic leaders using more rude, inflammatory statements encouraging violence than the statements that President Trump made at the heart of the impeachment charade. Yep, there they were in all their glory, heatedly encouraging their supporters to rain mayhem down and violence on anything having to do with President Trump. Joe Biden threatening to take him out behind the barn? Well, that's simply laughable. First of all, he probably couldn't find the barn, and when he got back there, he'd forget what he was there to do. That's just the way it works. All in all, impeachment. What a joke. And even more of a joke are those goons in Congress. The rest of the world must be laughing their collective heads off at the good old United States of America and our newly elected leaders. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.